It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
On a Tuesday morning.
Ooh.
So you know me, I will return anything because I don't want to waste the money. If I bought it and I don't like it, I'm going to return it.
You're the returning queen.
So the other day we had to take my car to go to lunch or something. And my husband was like, what are all those bags at the back of your car? And I was like, oh, I've been caught. I was like, there's some returns I need to do. And he goes, Kelly, there's like three bags of stuff in the back of your car. That's a whole lot of returns. And I was like, yeah, uh-huh. And I tried to like change the subject. So then I went back after I had like my car empty and it was just me. And I added up all the stuff I had in my car to return. I had like over $140 worth of returns in the back of my car.
That's crazy to me. It's crazy to me. You bought all that stuff knowing you were probably going to return it. Is that how your mind works?
Sometimes, like especially if I buy things online, I'm usually in between sizes. So I buy both sizes and then I return the one that doesn't fit.
Oh, you're really one of those people.
I am because I'm trying to save on shipping. I don't want to pay for shipping twice. I don't want to pay for shipping the first time. And so I'll just figure I'm going to go to the store again. I might as well return it while I'm there. But I was like, ooh, even for me, $140 worth of returns in the back of my car. That's a lot.
It's a little excessive.
A little bit.
Even for you.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty eye-opening for me. Luckily, my husband didn't add me to or ask me to add it up while he was sitting there because then it would have been very eye-opening. But I have to think that I'm not alone when it comes to returns.
No, I think a lot of people are like this. I'm just not one of them. And I wish I was more like you. I will compliment you that. You are saving money. You are getting money back. And you're getting, you're getting the outfit you want. Yeah,
are you? Am I really? I'm like, yeah, just buy two. Medium and a large. We'll see which one fits.
All right, so what do we want to know? Is there more people out there that are as crazy as you?
Yeah, let's do a little confession for your Tuesday, too. In your car right now, how much money worth of returns do you have? And if you have zero, I want to hear from you, too. Make me feel even worse.
Spill the beans. 888-431-3764. We want to hear from you.
Yeah, especially the shopaholics. Where you at? Help me out.
Kelly, you're not alone. There's fellow lunatics in the IE.
We're not lunatics. We're just smart with the way that we shop. And if it's something that we bought that we don't want, we're going to return it.
Right. Kelly has about $140 worth of returns just sitting in the back of her car.
And I almost got busted because my husband saw him and was like, what is that? And I was like, ooh, that is my dirty little secret right there.
949. I have about five different Amazon packages I need to return. A Stanley Cup hiding under my seat that needs to be returned back to Target because I have a horrible cup obsession and my husband will kill me. And some Christmas sheets from Marshalls I swore that I needed, of course, but I do not need them.
Oh, and that's the worst. When you buy it and then you have buyer's remorse and you're like, did I really need that? And then they sit in your car. And you wait until you're past your return time period, and now you're stuck with it.
I just don't have the patience for any of this. I don't know how you ladies do it, to be honest.
I don't know. It's kind of thrilling. Kim and Menifee, am I alone when it comes to just a ton of returns in your car?
Kelly, you are not alone. I went to the Brooks and Dunn concert this weekend, and I probably have $200 worth of clothes in my trunk.
You're nuts.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, you guys. I'm in between sizes as well, and so I get a small and a medium, and I have it. A jean dress, I have a skirt, I have boots. I literally have probably four full outfits in my trunk right now.
But see, that's the beauty of shopping online. You get a couple different sizes and you just return the ones that you don't want.
Yes.
See, my brain functions differently. If I go shopping, I want to get what I want immediately and don't have to want to deal with everything else. You guys actually shop knowing you're probably going to give it back.
Oh, 100%. Because a lot of times you can get a better deal online, too.
Oh, my gosh. How much of a better deal is it worth going through that work?
I mean, I don't want to go to the store.
I mean, but ultimately, we do have to go to the store to return it.
We do, yes. But I just run into Staples, drop it off, and leave.
Oh, yeah. Those Amazon returns, they make it super easy, too. Fallon and Crestline, how much worth of returns do you have in your car right now?
Oh, it's probably like $30. I was sitting here listening to you going, that's silly. And then I was like, oh, wait, I have something in my car and I've driven past Old Navy like five times.
You can't judge if you're doing it, too.
Yes, and you're super smart. So I didn't think about how you save on shipping if you buy two. Because
let's face it, all women are between two sizes all the time, right?
You're exactly. If you don't know, if you're a medium or a large, you buy both, and then you hit that $50 minimum for shipping, and you're good to go.
I'm just in awe listening to you right now. You are so educated on this topic. You're so confident in it. You know everything.
Okay, if you think I'm bad... Jen in Riverside might have us all beat. Ooh. I thought my $140 worth of returns in the back of my car was bad. She said just the other day she had $340 worth of returns.
Unbelievable. If I was in customer service at the store, I wouldn't even serve you. I'd walk out.
I'll be honest. Sometimes I do it in different shifts because I'm embarrassed by it. Yes. How much worth of returns do you have in your car right now? You can call or text us. 888-431-3764. Maybe the mentality of returning things is hereditary because I just revealed that I have $140 worth of returns in the back of my car right now. My mom literally just texted me and she goes, well, that's nice because all of my returns don't even fit in my car right now.
It's genetics.
Yeah, it might be. It might be.
909 says, $120. However, returns almost feel like free money coming back in your account. Hashtag girl math.
100%.
Is that what you feel like?
Oh, yeah. Especially like at Target, if I go return stuff and it's like $140 worth of returns, I'm like, well, I can go shop because that's going to go right back into my account. And it was already taken out, so I didn't miss it.
You know, listening to you talk about this for me is absolutely exhausting and everything you know.
Oh, check this out. The 951 had to go as far as to get a different car for her return. Said, I returned $651 last week. It was a treadmill. The worst part was that it didn't fit in my car, so I had to borrow my father-in-law's truck to go buy it. And then when I couldn't get it through the door, I had to go return, or I had to go borrow his car again so that I could return the treadmill.
I'd be sitting on the couch watching football. I could not deal with that.
You wouldn't have bought the treadmill, no. Let's be honest. Lisa and San Bernardino, how much worth of returns are in your car right now?
Billy, $188.
There's people that have you beat, Kelly.
Okay, is it all to one store or are we talking multiple stores?
No, this one is for one store. My son asked me to go buy him a TV. It wasn't the right size, so then he asked me to return it and buy him a bigger size. Well, I just ordered it online because it was just time-consuming, so I just ordered it online. And then he doesn't even want it because he found it somewhere else cheaper. So now I have both of them in the back of my car.
You're rolling around looking like Best Buy right now.
Right.
Candace and Yukaipa, how much worth of returns do you have in the back of your car right now?
$143.
Oh,
okay.
I've been returning things for other people.
Did you pick up a second job doing that?
No, my son is too lazy to return things. So I told him it's $43. Give it to me. I'll return it for you.
I think you're onto something. Kelly, you can return my stuff and I'll give you a small commission.
Yeah, this could be like the new DoorDash.
Exactly. You could do it since you love doing
it. Return runners. I even got the name for it.
Yeah, I returned food that didn't taste good. When I paid $9 for grapes and they tasted gritty, I took them right back to Stater Brothers and got my $9. I'm not going to buy $9 worth of grapes that nobody wants to eat.
My gosh. Return runners, by the way. Your mind's already ticking along, isn't
it? I know.
Now, someone has us all beat. Someone just shattered everything. Are you ready? Shelby in Eastvale, in her car, $1,000 of returns.
Oh, my gosh. I would love to see your trunk right now, all the different bags set up. And then what happens if your car gets stolen? Like, can you claim that on your insurance? Like,
I don't know.
My brain works
that
way.
I don't care. Your mind's nuts.
I mean, that's $1,000. Insurance is like, yeah, right. Something you're definitely not going to want to return, Stagecoach tickets. They're on the way at 8:05.
Girl, I've always loved you. All of a sudden's changed. Blame it on time. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.